systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jabble. Today is Wednesday, May 11th, 2011, and my name is Matt 11.
And my name is Danny.
Danny 11, Matt 11, episode 492, 11.
I thought it was the 12th.
The Wednesday night show. Don't do that to me again. It better not be. Am I that off again? No, it is the 11th. Thank you. 5, 11, 11, 11, 11.
Okay.
Okay. So, missed the Monday show, but yep. There's a pretty, I would say... It's worth it, maybe. It's worth it, except for me having to go back through the calendar of the episodes and, like, shift the dates again. I've done that, like, four times, it seems like.
Aw, poor you.
I know. It's...
Poor you.
I know. I'm getting through it, though. I'm getting
yeah?
through it. Yeah, I hope to be done with it completely by Friday. Hopefully, so... but we're back. It's Wednesday. Everything's up and running. All the show notes are caught up. Finished my book, In Search of Time.
While we were pulling out my car?
No. Actually, that was the new book I started. I actually did not find the time. We're still searching, apparently. But there's a crazy story in there about this group of scientists. This thing's by Dan Falk. They're trying to build the long clock or the forever clock or something. It's supposed to be a clock that lasts 10,000 years. And so when the people of the future or whatever come across it and find it, you know, whatever, 10,000 years later. But anyway, pretty interesting.
What the hell
read.
Are... That, yeah.
It's just all about
raise
time.
Money building a clock that's going to last 10,000 years.
Well, no, it's like a kind of an experiment, kind of a time capsule, kind of a... Why is crumb knocked over? I just noticed that. Did the cat knock the plant off the bookshelf again?
I don't know.
Notice crumb is not standing upright. All right.
Sorry.
Is the bong?
I don't know.
Okay. Everything's good.
Is it?
So. Yeah. Got that done. Got the notes done. Everything's good.
Yeah.
You wanna just go ahead and tell us what happened? Everyone saw the pictures I posted? I hope.
Well, you were there the whole time, helping, digging, helping your...
No,
up in there, helping out the whole time,
right? I actually was not, because I try not to go anywhere near that road, because I know better, for one.
Poor you.
Yeah.
So, Monday.
You know, though, can I just... I don't want to really rub this in any more than... Then I'm going to right now.
I will punch you in the face if you go too far.
I just want to say.
Because I'm already, like, pretty livid at you. So.
I just, really?
Really.
Okay, well, this is going to make it all better. I just want to say that for the amount of work that I did put in digging, I got your vehicles out, both of them. So I just want to set that right here.
And do you want to
know?
And
now you can go ahead and I want to hear.
And do you want to know
how
much fucking time and work I put in to try and avoid having you come up there so you wouldn't bitch the entire time?
I wasn't bitching. I would
have. Yeah, you did.
No.
Who posted online saying, I'm going to, you know, express how much I dislike this and fuck my life because I have to go up there type
shit. Well, that's all.
And then when you got up there, I don't ever want to go up this fucking road again and blah, 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 blah.
Well,
didn't offer
did
to
you
lift
see...
a fucking finger the entire time. And when
to
I finally asked you to help me wipe off windows, you just kind of smeared the mud around. And, yeah. And I cannot believe what you said to me in front of my dad. I was going to knock your teeth through your fucking asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was that?
We were getting ready to leave, and I said, is there anything to eat at home? And you said, there's Hamburger Helper. And I said, do you have any extra money? And you said, I got a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can we just pick something up? Because I really don't feel like cooking when I get home. And you said, fine.
I'll
Fine,
cook.
You know what? I'll cook, and you do the fucking show notes.
I did not say it like that, first of
Real
all.
Real sarcastic and pretty asshole-ish, you
really?
Said it. My dad looked at me and goes, oh my fucking God.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have blisters on my hands, covered
can
with
I,
fucking mud,
can I
bruises
say something?
On my knees,
Why
bleeding in spots, and you want me to cook dinner when I get home?
I cook dinner.
You
By
didn't
the
have
way.
To give me the sarcastic attitude
I was
is
just
what
saying.
I was trying
okay,
to
now,
say.
Now listen, you didn't have to do all that digging. I don't know why the fuck you were doing all that digging
so
in the first place.
So I wouldn't
place.
Have to listen to you going, wah, I have to go up there. Wah, I don't ever want to go up that road again.
I went up there with the tow truck, with AAA, and got them out, and then we left. You're welcome, I guess? No? Fuck me, maybe.
Just... You Is that- were you just your attitude, dude. You when it comes to like physical labor for helping anything, and if it's a distraction or deterrent to anything you want to do, it's like this huge deal. Like I have better things to do with. Like I asked you if you could get $5 worth of gas in a gas can. With your company car. And I said, it's fine if you can't. I just thought I'd ask. And you said, dude, I'm coming up there with a AAA card and that's it. I have better things to do than pull your truck out of shit.
Okay.
I was like, are you serious? You didn't have to give me that fucking attitude.
You prefaced it by saying it was okay if I gave you that fucking attitude. And I figured...
No, I did not.
Okay.
When did I say it was okay to give you that attitude?
Are you surprised? Berger doesn't seem to think you should be.
Everyone who
and
was
did
there.
Did the vehicles get out?
Everyone that was there and saw the way you acted was just fucking appalled.
Really? That's weird because they were all smiles to me. They were very happy.
They were just like, are you serious? I can't believe he's acting like that to you right now.
Like what? You were really, you were just sunshine.
I had been in mud up
there.
To my asshole for almost 2 days.
And I was just giving you space. This is fun.
But when I asked you to wipe off my windows, what did you do? Yes, I would love to do that.
Yeah?
Like a dick.
Well, I am a dick.
Just, you...
Did I not
when
get
I asked
vehicles
for any
pulled
kind of help
out.
From you, it would have been... It would be really nice if I didn't get that kind of fucking attitude from you.
Okay, well, as
because
soon as
if you
can
were
do
the
me
one,
that solid, I will do you that solid.
If you were
and
the one
the
who was stuck...
Out? They got out.
Yeah, thanks.
You're
if
welcome.
You were the one that was stuck and needing help like that, I wouldn't have sent my friend to come help you.
Well,
I would
if
have
maybe
been there.
My girlfriend hadn't kept me up until 6 a.m. that previous night and then allowed me to go to work, maybe I wouldn't have had to. If I would have driven, I would have fallen asleep and died, which maybe in hindsight, that's what I should have done.
Just, you could have
And
came
I
with
didn't
him.
Know he was going up there, dude. I thought we were going to wait till tomorrow because it was 11:30 at night.
Well...
But you were up there digging like a crackhead for 24 hours, which you didn't even have to do because the fucking tow truck would have yanked it out just the same.
Well, at that point, we thought
and honestly,
that we could get it out by ourselves because...
I didn't...
You didn't what?
I didn't expect you to get stuck in 3 feet of fucking mud. You know, like... Why is there fucking a sinkhole the size of their driveway there? What is that about to begin with?
I don't know. It's just there.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
Why did you drive on it? I mean, I know it's not the time for I told you. It's not even I told you so. It's
because
just,
my brother had just got home and parked behind me, and so I went to floor it and flip a bitch and come around, and it didn't work. So,
okay.
It's all my fault.
No, I was just...
I'm sorry for having you have to come up there.
Well, hold on. You can't blame me for any of this. I wasn't there. I was so far removed from
I'm blaming
from that
you
situation.
For being mean when I needed you.
If you blame me for anything,
I needed
it's
you, and I needed you to be
out.
Nice to me and fucking comfort me and say... Hey, you know, are you okay? Give me a fucking hug or something and offer to do something. Don't
you were covered
don't
give
me in attitude the entire time.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I thought that maybe for what I was doing that I was entitled for a little attitude. And it's not like it was over the fucking top or anything. I was
And then when I came home, you asked me for sex and then stomped out of the room like you were mad? To.
I didn't. What?
You like
what
shut the door like you were cranky.
What reality are you living in? What? Where were you last night? Was that you here? Because that is not at all what happened.
You
said,
were like,
hey,
are you in the mood?
Do you want to fuck? It's been a few days since I've seen you. Do you are and you said no. I was like, okay.
No, you didn't. You're like,
no problem.
Yeah, figured. And like walked out and like shut the door.
Really?
That's really? The way it seemed to me. Okay. And why would you even ask that? When
I know.
Like,
why would I ever ask for sex?
No, why
God
would
forbid.
You ask that last night?
Well, I don't know. You look like you could have used a little passion. So you wanted me to hug you and be nice, but you didn't want, like, you're
yeah,
weird.
I wanted some you're weird. Whatever, dude. Just fucking do whatever. I don't care.
Did the trucks...
I could have used like a fucking back massage or like something like that, or just you being nice.
I was being
and
nice.
Not, no, you.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm glad that it all worked out for the good, and we can.
Yeah, it's great. My car fucking wobbles at 55. It's awesome.
Well.
And I still have blisters all over my hands and my feet, and my knee's fucking busted. So.
What'd you do to your knee?
What do you think I did to my knee?
I don't know. Were you digging with your knee? I honestly don't know, dude.
There was 3 foot of mud out there. I would sink in it and get stuck myself and have to dig in and pull my own foot out. Yeah, I probably racked my knee a few times.
Okay.
And my fucking shoulders hurt. My back hurts. Everything fucking hurts. I still have mud in places. I haven't gotten out yet. I'm just
all right.
Completely drained, and it would have been nice for like some compassion, maybe some sympathy. But I get
I'm 30 years old, dude. I haven't had sympathy in the last 5 years of my life.
But why post fuck my life? You know, why did you post fuck my life? Like, oh man,
snark, and
poor fucking pathetic me. I have to go up to that road. I have to go up that road to help my girlfriend. It's like, really?
Well, no, because
it was... Fuck your life?
Yeah.
Your life?
Well, fuck all of our lives. Fuck every single last one of us and our lives.
It just really rubbed me the wrong way to see you posting that shit and then texting me that shit and then you being there and being that shit.
Well, if it quacks like a duck and, you know...
You're just, if it's any kind of inconvenience to you, you just get this shit attitude and it just sucks. And I would go out of my way in a fucking second to help you.
How can you say that?
Because they have.
I know you have. I'm, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I, you know what? Nothing. I'm glad you're better and out, and I'm glad everything worked out for the.
Okay, and
best.
Don't ask me for sex or a blowjob tonight.
I'm never
really going to
ask you
down.
For sex or a blowjob again. Okay,
yeah, that's ever. Great. That's just great.
I don't need it anymore. I got fixed while you were gone.
I just need to relax for a while. I am so fucking beat, dude.
I bet.
You don't understand.
It's quite the ordeal.
Yeah.
But you know what? It didn't kill you. So common sense says you're going to be stronger because of this. You're going to be a lot stronger. You're going to be a better person because of it. I can feel
just
that.
Like, and I didn't even think about the shit that you had fucking said or did or anything until other people came to me and fucking said something about
really?
It.
Really? Really?
Your friend even said something about it.
Okay.
For real.
He said something about a lot of things, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like, no, because, no, I'm not, it's not, it doesn't even matter at this point. It doesn't even matter. You're still loopy. You're liable to just pop off and get in your car and wobble 56 miles an hour down there and, like, kill him or something. No, it's nothing that bad, but.
What a two-faced fuck.
Oh, okay. It's okay to talk shit about me, but when it comes time to...
Well, no, because they talk shit about you to me, and they talk shit about me to you.
They talk shit about everyone to everyone else, dude. That's people.
No, that's a two-faced fuck.
Oh, really? Everyone fucking does it, dude, and you know it. You know there's fucking people, you're nice to their face, but behind their back, you're like, God, what a fucking faggot. What a fucking faggot. Like, every girl you meet, for one, most of the guys you meet, what a faggot. Faggot.
All right, just...
So, like, what does it matter?
Just, let's do the show.
That's people.
Okay. I hate people, then. I'm just done with them.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
So, you're done, and everything's good.
That's great.
Your truck wobbles.
Yep.
All right, well. I had a question. I was just... Like, if anyone sees that, and they're looking to buy that place... I don't know. I don't see that being a very positive.
It's fine in the summer. It's just because of all the snow they got up there.
But it snows there every year, and it's never done that. Like, since I've known you, it didn't do
they
that.
They got more snow up there this year.
Was it? We didn't get mm-hmm. that much snow,
they
it
did.
Didn't seem like.
They did.
I don't know. It's like out.
Did you go up there at any time in the winter?
Every time you dragged me in there.
No, you didn't go up there any time this last winter. So.
No, did anybody go up there this last winter without fucking chains and... Ugh. We were talking on the way down, like, how you can live every day having to traverse that terrain. And, like...
I did it for years.
How do you do that?
You...
That blows my mind that you can tolerate that, but... I don't know, that's just...
Make sure, like, you have four-wheel drive, having, with tires and chains.
But yeah, like having to chain up every day just to get home and just to go to work. Like that sucks, dude. Why would you ever want to do that? I don't understand.
I didn't want to do that.
Well,
it happened.
It just happened? Like,
they didn't know
there's
that
no
it
place
would have
like
to chain
home.
Up like that every... I mean, you only have to chain
you
up like a couple weeks a year.
Okay.
Dude, well.
No, I know. I'm just I put myself in that position, like when we first moved up here and we were looking at places, and like there's a lot of different things you think about, and one of those is ease of access, and it just I don't know. You see that road and you see the elevation, you just it seemed like that wouldn't be the best purchase decision. I don't know.
Well. They wanted to be out of town, so
yeah,
whatever.
That is. That's the other thing we were talking about. If I lived up there, I would blow that road up, like, and destroy it so there was no road there, and then I would take my helicopter to town once a month when I needed to resupply. And that would be it.
Yeah. How would you get money to resupply?
I have a helicopter and I blew up a road. Money is no problem at that point.
Okay, well, money is a problem for them, so...
Well, that's right. That's clearly why they haven't blown their road up yet. So, well, I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad that... Honestly, what I thought was going to happen, you want to hear my foresight prophecy?
Go ahead.
I thought, just from the pictures, and the pictures are on, I think, Facebook, and they're on the TwitPic. I thought that the tow truck... If the tow truck even made it up there, and that was, we were debating that on the way up there, I thought that he was going to rip your vehicle out, especially after, can you sign this waiver that basically...
They always do that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. It just seemed odd that he looked at it and he was like, I better get the waiver. And it's like, this totally releases me from destroying anything that's yours right now. Like, he could have had you sign that waiver and then gotten the tow truck and just rolled it right through the house and been like, have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would have been amazing. But, I thought tires left in the mud and then the rest of your vehicle got, like, whipped out and, like, sent like a trebuchet over over the mountain. And probably somehow landing
in
my
mom's
backyard.
What in the hell world do you live in?
That's what I thought. was going to happen.
What the hell?
It's like a fucking, with all that
it's
tension.
It's a winch.
Right.
You and pull it.
Yeah, right. But when it's...
It's not a fucking...
Well, I thought that would be awesome if it happened. But not awesome at the same time.
It's not a slingshot, okay?
Well, it could have been. There's a lot of energy built up in there, and it could have just snapped. Notice how I was hiding behind everything else when that was happening. Yeah.
Like a weak little mouse.
No,
hiding.
Like a smart survivor. Weak little mouse. Shit.
No, I was over there
what
in
would
mud
you
helping the tow truck driver hook to my car.
Can we do another thought experiment?
Go ahead.
Hypothetically, what would you have done if I would not have been here to
I would
do
have
that?
Gotten a tow truck and paid for it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Like on layaway, like $5 here, $10 there. Because I don't know, last episode we were mentioning how broke we were. And tow trucks are expensive, especially out there.
Well, what else would I have done? I have
well,
I know,
that's
why
I'm asking. That's why I was just curious what you would have done if it what, if I didn't exist at that time. Just curious. Doesn't matter, I guess.
Nope.
So... is there anything else about the...
And Berger says it's the wobble. The wobble is probably because the mud and the wheel wells. That's what happened to me.
That's what you
and
said.
No, I thought it was, but I just went and fucking spent like almost $20 pressure washing my undercarriage, and no. That's not it.
Is it what I thought it was?
It probably needs to be aligned because
okay.
I probably pulled it out.
I had mentioned alignment, and you had mentioned that it was probably just mud, and I was pretty sure that I was right, but I didn't want to push the issue.
Well, I'd rather try washing it first.
Well, of course. Of course.
So,
because it was a muddy mess. It was a muddy mess. Nolly Zendet says, Matt saved you, Danny. Most girls would be thankful.
Hey, you
just
know
saying.
What?
With her
shut
mouth.
Up, Nollies.
With her mouth. Just say.
Yeah, most girls would be thankful if their boyfriend wasn't a total dick about them saving their girlfriend.
Well,
so.
I don't know. I think even with the saving, I think that gives you some leeway to be a dick if other variables are in play. Like, you never get your dick sucked. I'm just saying that gives you a little leeway.
No,
so.
that's not cool, okay? That's not cool at all,
I know it.
You... No, dude. Your girlfriend needs help. You fucking
no,
help her, and you
I
don't
know.
Be a dick about it.
No, I know. I helped.
Yeah, be a dick about it
well,
and think you're going to get your dick sucked. Are you kidding?
Well, no. I mean, I stopped thinking I was going to get my dick sucked a long time ago.
Maybe
I was
if
just...
you had helped me and been really nice about it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Well, did you realize that when I came home, I didn't fucking talk to you at all?
I thought you were just tired.
I hated you.
Really?
Yeah.
I was reading World War Z by Max Brooks. Such an awesome
I fucking
book.
Hated you last night.
Why? Because I helped you?
Because you were mean to me.
I wasn't mean to you.
Yes, you were.
I was just voicing my
and that was
discontent.
Mean. I didn't voice my discontent to you the entire time. And what have I been doing the entire
but
time?
But it wasn't you... I don't know how to put this
it
nicely
wasn't me
without
what?
Saying that your driving sucks. You put it in there in the first place. Like, I wasn't, and you were near that place, dude.
Big deal. I'm in trouble. You come to help me, and don't be a dick about it.
I did.
And don't be a dick about it.
See, this is one of those... I can't even, like, talk about this the way I really want to, because I know you'll start either crying or you'll just walk away. So I'm just gonna... move on.
Oh, what the hell are your fucking crappy thoughts?
Well,
go
no, I'm just thinking that all those times where I was like, you're looking at this the wrong way. You're not giving me a blowjob because you want to make me happy. You're giving me a blowjob because it makes me think that when you need stuff, I'm more than happy to do it. I'll still do it. I'm just not going to be more than happy to. Like, it's a give and take. I need help. That's how I framed it. I need help, and you're just like, you know, whatever. But anyway, it doesn't even matter. We're moving on. We're not even
so
talking
So because
about-
I don't give you
oh,
blowjobs
Lord.
That much,
oh, Lord.
That gives you reason to be a dick
oh,
when you
Lord.
Come to help me pull
no,
out my car.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we're moving on, and we're not even ever going to talk about that again. I'm sorry. No, seriously. Do you know where Forest Hills is?
Don't care.
Okay. This is going to be fun. What?
What?
What? Justin Fan, what color is that? Lime green?
Whatever.
Justin Fan, whatever green, says, Matt, you'd be cranky too if you had mud all up in your shit. I would be. But I would...
And then you know what? You know, there's nothing I can say. Me being a nice, clean person that came to cater to your needs would be a little sympathetic to the fact that you have mud in your dick hole.
What? Why do I have mud in my... What?
If you were the one out there in the mud, you would have mud in your
dick hole. Oh, well, I would... No, I wouldn't. I'm very careful.
I had mud in my ass crack. We'll put it that way.
Well, you were rolling around in the mud at like 3 in the morning like a crackhead. Yeah, dude.
And I got cleaned up after that. And I went back out there on Tuesday.
I would have logically assessed the situation. I would have looked at it and been like,
given up with and just said, I'll fuck it over the tow truck.
Clearly, there's no fucking way because I rev. There's no way that I can get this out by digging. I am. Ergo, not going to waste my time trying.
If you didn't have AAA and you didn't have anyone to come and get you a fucking tow truck and you didn't have any damn money, what would you be doing?
Okay, first of all, I would know that I didn't have AAA and therefore I would keep my vehicle off of roads that might possibly swallow it up.
All right, fine. You're right. You're right about everything. No, not everything. And I'm wrong, and I'm sorry, and I wish I could be as smart as you to avoid all these stupid things that I do.
It's not like
that. So I could fucking be that little person that never gets dirty, never has to get blisters on their hands.
I've gotten fucking dirty.
Never fucking go out of their way to do anything they don't like to do.
Whoa. I get dirty. Yeah? I get dirty. I used to go around in our land with big sticks and break open dead tree trunks and battle ants. Boom.
Wow. Yeah. That's really doing something productive.
I was like 13.
I used to chop cords of wood and log them into the fucking house and then fix vehicles when they broke down and then plow my fucking road and dig myself out of the snow and then fucking like...
We certainly did come
what did
from
you do?
Two sides of the...
You got
the
nice leisurely side where, I'll call somebody to fix this.
Yeah.
I'll call somebody to get this done.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm going to sit here and stay clean in the fucking shade and shit and smoke a bowl while I watch this guy dig me out. That's you.
Does that feel better?
And I'm the guy digging you out. That's
you are, you're more right about that than we may all think.
You're just very girly. You're a fucking vagina when it comes to that shit. Just saying.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Like, I looked at my dad, and I'm standing up to my fucking vag in mud with
and
a
your
shovel.
Dad's like, that's my girl. That's
and
daddy's
I looked
girl.
At him, and my dad's like, well, where's Matt right now? I'm like, I think he's at work. And I looked at him, I was like, why does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's like,
matter.
Well, what do you mean? I'm like, could you see him fucking standing where I am right now?
No.
Could you see him fucking doing anything to help this at all besides calling someone to do it for him?
Which is the one thing that anyone did that happened to fucking work? Huh, you're welcome.
Well, I'm just saying trying to get it out without having to have you do that.
I'm going to start getting really mean in a minute, so I just want to set that out. Is it almost... Oh, Lord. I don't know if we're going to make it, babe. I don't know if we're going to make it. All right. Is there anything else about this? I hope everyone is thoroughly enjoying this.
Is there anything else you want to say? You want to get not, me fucking mean?
No,
when I, get...
I don't at all. There's absolutely nothing else I could possibly think of to say about this.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay. I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
Anytime. So how's work? How's life otherwise?
I hate my life.
Right now?
Right now.
I can tell. I wish I could help you. I used to be a good helper. I used to be able to help people like you. Now I'm just a failure. Can't even help myself. Shit. We're so screwed.
Seriously. Thank you for helping me get the fucking cars out.
It doesn't even matter,
but
dude.
You didn't have to be that way about it, is what the point is.
Can't help the way I am.
Well, you should try and fix that and not be a dick.
Well, likewise.
I'm not a dick to you when you ask for help. And getting your dick sucked is not help.
Isn't it? I can't reach. Can you
help.
That is not help.
Not when you do it.
That's
you're not helping.
Not help, you I asshole.
Know. You're not helping.
You can't say, oh, you never help me because I never get my dick sucked.
Well, that's I'm just saying, what do I ask you for, honestly? Like, that's the one thing
there's
that I...
There's a few things you ask me for that I'm not going to mention on the show.
Okay, well, okay. That's the one thing that I ask you for that is really at the top of that list, above and beyond anything else that I would ever ask you for.
Really?
Yeah.
You would rather me do that than do some other things you ask me to do?
Actually, I would. I actually... That's probably exactly what needs to start happening here real soon. As a matter of fact.
Whatever, dude. I don't even care anymore.
I know. Me neither. We should start a no-care club. If you're done caring, if you've been through just the worst, you're fed up and you're done, you can join our no-care club.
There's not going to be a no-care club because everyone who doesn't care kills themselves. Because
no one cares. But that's the whole point. It's just the no-care club. Not only am I a client, I'm also the president.
Ah.
And then he just blows brains just all over the place.
Cool.
All right. Do you know we have... are we done? Is that for... Is that cut? Print?
Sure.
Actually, let's not print yet. Let's...
Burn it?
Let's hold on. Let's hold on to that. Okay, you know, back in the day, you remember Smarties? Remember the candy? Did you used to snort them? I guess?
Nope.
No? What did you used to do with them?
It's pixie sticks.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, kids now have made that next leap, and instead of, what do you do? I'm snorting these, and that's just not doing it for me anymore. Next logical step, I'm going to either smoke them or B, shoot them.
Thinking they were going to plug them.
That's kind of a different branch off of it off of the very underbelly side of it.
Why would you shoot pixie sticks?
Why would you snort pixie sticks? I don't fucking know. Because kids are just at that point. They just, you can't snort them anymore. They're not doing it. I'm not getting the same fix. I'm doing twice the amount. I'm going broke. I gotta figure something else out.
What the hell does that do? Give you a sugar rush?
I don't fucking know, dude. I think it's like a placebo.
You're injecting pure sugar.
Well, no, I made up shooting, but they are starting to smoke it, and apparently that is becoming a large problem. They're being banned in Forest Hills here. I think this is Michigan. Two types of candy because the students are believed to be inhaling the sugary treat as they pretend to smoke it. Oh, so they're not even actually smoking it. They're just pretending to smoke it, which is even...
Fags.
Well, fags. Possibly, here's the best part of this. Are you ready?
Sure.
This is possibly causing maggots to feed off the students' noses.
Don't let flies fly up your nose.
Right? What? How does that... How do you make that assumption that because
you're sleeping somewhere outside for long periods of time and letting flies lay eggs in your nose?
This
because
is I don't
get it.
Unless does it like rot it and then, but still you have to have a fly initially fly in there and do his duty.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't just magically like appear out of thin air, right?
Right.
You have to have a fly with an egg, with a fertilized egg.
That's what maggots are.
Huh. Would you notice that? Maybe if you were so twisted on the pixie, or the Smarties, or the pixie sticks, maybe if you're just so twisted, you wouldn't even know. Maybe your nose is just so numb from snorting, and then...
I think I would notice that.
Inhaling that dust, though, like that, probably not very good for you? What do you think?
No, not too good.
Like asbestosis, maybe?
Like sugar rotting your nose out.
And causing maggots to just... Ugh. Ugh.
I don't even understand how you get maggots in there, but...
I don't either, but apparently that's
enough. Horse flies, maybe?
And now, for that, no more. Banned. Pixie sticks and Smarties. Banned.
I like pixie sticks.
Yeah? Well, you couldn't go to school here. He says, in short, we have seen huge numbers of smarty rappers throughout the building and heard some rumblings about kids smoking it. She wrote in a newsflash email. Can you imagine what this, like, the principal gets to school and there's just kids like zombies with, like, Smarties wrappers everywhere, just covered, like, open the door and they fall out and you're wading through it. Oh,
you were like, what would you, what, doesn't even get you high, dude.
It's candy.
The hell would it, I don't get it.
Not when you have that bad of a habit, it doesn't. You're absolutely right. These kids were chasing the magic dragon all the way to hell. That's sad. That's sad when you start at that age. You're never going to get off that. You're never going to be clean again.
Maybe they're just sugar high shit. I don't know.
I don't think so. Do you think they sit around, watch Empire Records, and listen to that stupid song and just pretend to smoke snores? They blow like little smarty smoke rings and just like, like the emo kids from South Park. That's what I'm picturing, but with like smarty smoke rings.
Maybe.
He says, this is so amazing. Quote, this type of smoking does not require a match light, however. It can cause some significant health issues. The candy is crushed and then re-rolled into a cigarette-looking type object. They are inhaled, which can cause infections, chronic coughing, choking. Can you explain choking, coughing? Is there
probably inhaling the globs of sugar.
But what's the difference between... okay, I get it. And even maggots feeding off of the sugar-coated area in your nose. And those are very extreme cases, he says. Like, never. Quote, while there is no brain damage or typical buzz, there is the potential of choking on the aspirated wrapper or a large chunk of uncrushed candy. Somebody should teach these kids, then, that if you're gonna... Gotta make sure it's fine. Get a spoon. Make sure you get it all. The bottom line is, of course, that this isn't good, and there certainly aren't any nutritious benefits from the consumption of this candy. Thank you.
Bring them cocaine.
Thank you, health teach. Yeah, I think that would be better. So rather than the school halls littered with Smarty wrappers, they're littered with fucking syringes and foil. And
little
dead
clear
people,
baggies.
Dead bodies, and little cheerleaders.
At least
always
they'll know
going
what it's
like
really
this.
Like to get high.
Well, and that's important at that age.
Well, quote, I'd rather do cocaine than sugar.
Of course. While this isn't a drug, practicing the behavior of inhaling can be attributed to the use of other inappropriate substances, like, and I want to keep our kids healthy and safe. So. Because that leads to then the prostitution and the slums and the building of the projects. And pretty soon your school is Detroit. And only immigrants are allowed to live there. No good. No good. Now, winning or not winning, what would you say these kids are doing?
Not winning.
Perception-wise, totally winning. Because they're just like high as a kite. But reality...
They're not even high.
Reality, not winning at all.
They're not even high. They're just dumb.
Okay. You know what lesbians are. Moving on, right? Lesbians. Okay.
Sure.
Lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
The girls that always talk to you. Okay. Now, did you know that there is a fix... for lesbians. This is a procedure. This is out of Johannesburg, Australia. Is known as, quote, also the title of tonight's episode. Get your pen ready. Got my pen ready. Corrective rape.
What?
Corrective rape. Now, if you can't see so well, maybe got a lazy eye, the right one there.
I do not have a lazy eye.
Whatever,
and it's
you,
my left one, thanks.
Whatever you want to call it, it's the right one to me. You would need corrective eye surgery.
No.
Right? No?
Corrective eye surgery is more like corruptive eye surgery for me. So
okay.
Thanks.
Well,
totally wrong.
But. Normal person. So if you have a gender that is going after the wrong gender, then you would need a corrective rape. I fully understand.
I don't get this.
A 13-year-old girl has become the victim of the latest corrective rape trend of violent attacks on lesbians that show no signs of letting up. They must have a lot of lesbians there. Quote, the government condemns this senseless and cowardly act, condemns this senseless and cowardly act of criminality. gay and lesbian rights are human and constitutional rights which must be protected and respected at all times, unless you live in Montana. The latest victim was said to have been open about her sexuality and was raped on Thursday, presumably as an act of corrective rape, which is so-called when men rape a woman to try to fix her homosexual orientation.
Yeah, sure. Let me just rape her, give her the worst experience of her life with a penis, and then see if she wants to go
This is
guys.
Homeopathic. This is like cures like. If you were raped and that's why you're afraid of cock and you're only into chicks now, another rape is gonna flip that around.
No, it's
yeah.
not.
It's like when you
Maybe
get...
Maybe a chick raping the chick.
No, I don't... Oh, is that where they got their signals crossed, if so to speak? That makes sense. Because then you would... Because it doesn't actually... Your sex drive and organ doesn't work in the same way as your memory. So when you get hit in the head with the pan and you forget stuff and then you get hit in the head with the pan again, that fixes it. It doesn't work the same way. You'd have to reverse that and then get raped by a chick.
Nolly says,
awesome.
Rape is a lazy maker, not fixer.
Well, it depends on how good the rape is, right? And if you rape for long enough, then you bring in that whole Stockholm syndrome. And then she loves your cock and sucks it whenever. Because she's afraid if she doesn't, you'll punch her in the face. Which is maybe what she needs to be afraid of. To motivate her to suck cock. I'm just saying. That's maybe. The latest victim... Noxolo Naguaza, a well-known activist, was found murdered after an attack that appeared to have been motivated by her being a lesbian. You would think, like, if I was president about a place like that, I would want more lesbians. I wouldn't discourage it, certainly, right? You would want that. They're good, hard workers. And they can do everything a guy can. You know?
Sure.
And they're chicks. I don't see it. The vicious nature of the assault is a potent reminder that these attacks are premeditated, planned, and often committed with impunity. The human rights group has urged the government to more strongly condemn such acts and protect gays and lesbians. Quote, if the police and other state officials do not act swiftly, it will only be a matter of time before they have to account for their failure to the family and friends of the next lesbian who is beaten and killed. Or, as they like to say, sexually reassigned. With
so
some
their
corrective
governor,
rape.
President, or whatever is for it. They're
so I'm gonna,
trying to protect them.
I'm going to go ahead and prescribe you some corrective rape. We're going to need... 30 tablets of this, and then we're gonna need a reconstruction surgery. Think you're gonna be okay though. You're gonna be okay. I've been correctively raping for 20 years now. You're in good hands. Trust. I'm gonna get you going good.
That does not sound like
a get
flourishing
you. How's,
business.
How's my bedside manner? Hey, I'm gonna get you going good. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't think so.
And then just keep repeating the Allstate thing. It's okay. These hands, they're good. You're going to be in them. It's all right.
Na, 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 na. State Farm is there. You said
you
Allstate
that?
Before.
Whatever. They're all the same.
Well,
they're all taking your money.
Corrective rape does not sound like
a
very good
positive
business or anything like that.
Well, good luck, guys. Good luck.
Does not sound like a good field to work in.
Okay. Medical miracles, if you will. Thank Jesus. Are you ready for this? Look at this
sure.
picture. Look at this picture in the chat, thejamhole.com/live. All right. This is like a magician here. First.
Oh, it's that guy.
I'm going to take no face, and then I'm going to magically make a face appear. this guy had a face transplant and he is ready to go home. And this is like, wow. If you look at the before picture, there was literally no face.
No face.
There was indention of where face may have once been at some time.
Kind of. You can see a skull.
There's no face. And I'm curious what he looks like without the glasses on, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't think
he has eyes.
Are you? I was like, well, your insurance actually got canceled, so we had to just go ahead and give you these glasses. You have no eyes. We couldn't finish.
Well, can they implant eyes?
Can you finish?
Can you transplant
this?
Eyes?
Maybe. Can I have my eyes?
Can you transplant eyes?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think so. It's got to be like a match, though. It's like you got to one blue eye for a blue eye. No, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure your corneal tissue has to like match up some sort. Got to reattach the optics.
I don't know.
You
because
think
there's
we...
a lot of people that are blind that don't get that fixed and like they try surgeries and
hold
shit.
On. Eye transplants aren't for like that's not how you fix blind.
Why not?
Corrective.
Why not?
Because it's the whole visual pathway. It's not just that you have a bum eye. I'm sure if that's why you were blind, maybe that would work. But like most cases, there's just no, like it's all fucked. The whole thing.
Oh.
The whole thing. But yeah, his name is Dallas Weens. Weens. He wanted to feel his 4-year-old daughter's kisses again. I don't know if that's gonna happen. When they informed him
you look like some strange dude.
We're not actually going to attach the nerves, so you're not going to really feel much of anything, but okay.
Sure they did.
It says, but he'll be able to sense her touch again soon. Yay. Less than 2 months after Weens underwent the first full face transplant in the U.S. He's the dude that did the very first. I thought the first one was some lady that got like shot with a shotgun or something. And she was sick of everyone making fun of her, pointing at her, kids being afraid or something. I thought that was the first. Am I getting my...
I remember this guy being burned in some story we read.
Oh, really? Oh, actually, Justin Van Purple's right. He says the first one was Travolta and Cade. Thank you. Ween's experience represents a new frontier for reconstructive surgery. This is Dr. Jeffrey Janus. Janus. Of Parkland Hospital and University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, who has treated Weens from the time of his accident. His injury happened in November of 2008, when Weens, who is now 26, was painting his church as a volunteer.
Huh.
His head got too close to a high-voltage power line. He almost lost his entire face from the burns.
I think he did lose his entire face.
Almost? Hold on. Now, there's a little bit of chin hair there. But other than that, totally all gone. All gone.
This guy was volunteering at a church.
I know. Nolly says, so God took his face. Sure. Maybe God needed another face up there in heaven. Maybe an angel was repainting its church. Huh? Huh? That's all we are. We're just body bags for angels. We're parts replacements. That's all. When an angel needs a face... You better watch out. You better not cry.
This guy's only 26.
Yeah, I know, right? But his face is 43.
Totally, yeah, dude. Like, face they gave him looks like it's 40-something.
I know. Isn't that crazy? All the kids are like, man, if we all had face transplants, we could totally buy booze. This is perfect.
Just go volunteer at the church.
God will make it ho. God, he works in such mysterious ways. Our Lord is so awesome. And I can't wait for May 21st. We're going to be... Do you realize the gravitation of this situation? We're going to be podcasting The Rapture.
Cool.
May 20th is Friday.
Yeah.
If we just podcast on through the night, we could do that. Can we podcast The Rapture? We'll do a special.
I probably have to work the next day, so...
All right. Well, I'm going to get Robbie or Chad or someone. We're going to podcast The Rapture.
And I get to sleep through that. Cool.
You're not gonna sleep through the rapture.
Yeah, I will.
Oh wait, yeah, you will.
I'm not going anywhere.
I may be gone.
You need to get someone that is supposed to be gone during the rapture.
Oh, that'd be that like really believes it, that wants to come on our show and just prove us wrong and be like, I'm gonna ascend.
I'm gonna disappear right now. Watch.
And then we could kill him because he actually would be like, no, dude, he raptured. Peace. Could you imagine? That would be so fun.
Oh,
Justin Fan Purple says, I hope someone's eyes melt out of their skull on the rapture this month. I can't wait. God, if you believe in that amazing, amazing Lord.
Gobbledygook.
No, whoa. No, we want them to come on the show. If you believe in our awesome Lord.
Our holy gobbledygook.
Well, if you believe in our spaghetti monster. No, come on the show. I want to see you. We want to record your rapture. We're rapture ready for real. But we want to record it, so I'm ready for it.
You just bring all of your valuable belongings.
Also, we're going to have a rapture-ready yard sale.
Hang out on our couch, and when you disappear, we'll take care of your stuff.
No worries.
Right.
At all. All right. So, back to this. The doctors had him in a coma for 90 days. He survived. Now he's got a new face, kind of, the end. So, good job. Now, going from some guy who needed a face to a person that has one too many... that was a stretch. Conjoined twins? More conjoined twins in China? Hate China.
Stop that.
Stop that. Hold on. China.
They come out with two-faced kittens, two-faced
what
goats,
is up with that?
People.
I understand it's hard to see out of... But, like, right. Does having an extra whole nother face really help your periphery? Like, I don't...
Well, think about it. If you have eyes on both sides.
Yeah, but they're only open, like, that wide.
You do this.
Yeah. All right.
And you just pan left, right, like the fucking movie.
Yeah.
What's his face played in with the aliens?
Yeah. Transformers.
No.
Where they're like innocent or guilty.
No, I was
like,
thinking that
guilty.
Movie with Vin Diesel and the aliens and stuff.
Oh,
Pitch
yeah,
Black
yeah.
And the aliens are like this.
Right.
To pan and see.
Yeah. Stop that, China. What the fuck? The baby girls whose migrant farmer parents...
Can we have the picture?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a video. No.
Well, we can't watch
just
it.
Here you go. TheJaml.com/live if you want first dibs on these scoops. Their migrant farmer parents
That's
did not...
That's disgusting.
Right?
Just saying.
Did not learn... that you have a little semen in your mouth there.
And on your hand.
Did not... And all over your hand. Did not learn of the abnormality until 2 days before the mother was due to give birth. Which were born by cesarean last Thursday in Sichuan. Doctor said separating the twins, who have separate spines and esophaguses, but share major organs, would be almost impossible. Quote,
like that girl, the girls twin thing
yeah.
that have it's just one body and two heads.
Yeah, no, that one, the one from India that we did on the.
No, she wasn't from India. She was American. She was white. Normal white girl.
But Justin Fan says, Justin Van Purple says, this makes me hate babies and Chinese.
But yeah,
weird,
no,
right?
Do you remember that there's videos of her all online and shit, like talking about it, and like they're totally cool, and they just have two heads and one body.
Well,
but one totally controls one side and one totally controls the other.
That's crazy. Yeah, so it's hard to say how they will survive in the future, but we will try the best to keep them alive at the moment. Well. You're doing the Lord's work. I'll tell you what.
Sweet. That's pretty disgusting.
It's the Lord's work. All right. Dead babies. Woman admits.
Dude, you know what? This baby should.
Should.
I want to. You know what? Where I want to see this baby.
Where?
Crush videos.
Wow.
That's fucked up. But
you think
know
it
what?
Make the same sound as the bunny?
Maybe.
But like in stereo. Could you imagine if that baby was a rock star? It'd need like two mics when it was up there. It'd be like that one dude from 26Z with the three mics set up for the different. But the baby wouldn't have to do this. It would just be like, it's a Hydra, dude. It's basically a Hydra.
You need to cut off one head and
high
see
five
if two
China.
More grow back.
High five, China. That's what happened. They're like, we're going to need to kill this because it's a girl and you already have two. So they cut off its head and now two are there. And they're like,
oh,
yeah.
Not good.
We've seen this before. Stop right there. All right. This woman, I don't know what happened. This is in France. She admitted to suffocating 8 of her newborns and concealing their corpses in the garden and garage of her home. And she's being charged with manslaughter, of course, here.
Eight of her newborns?
Is that maybe why right there?
Are they octuplets? Are you serious?
Did you have them all at the same time?
Are they octuplets?
That's called postpartum. You're fine. Oh, did you actually kill them? Ooh. Well, she's 46. Her name's Dominique Cotre.
Eight children of them,
yes. She's a nurse's aide. Two grown daughters said after a bad experience with her first pregnancy, she never again wanted to see a doctor. God, being the amazing man that he is, gave her eight. Dolly Sinded says she was trying to grow Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find the bell just for that, because that was fucking amazing. That may have been the best joke all night, folks. I'm not afraid to say that.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
So awesome. No, I was putting them in the ground because they're cabbage. I thought, that's cabbage. I thought that's what you had to do. She admitted delivering the babies herself and placing the corpses in plastic bags. She just, like, ripped them out of her vagina one by one and just snapped, and the last two were like, uh-uh, I am not going out there. Fuck that.
Wait, what do you mean the last two?
Like, she got six of them out, and the last two were like, no way, we're smarter than that. We're smarter than our six brothers and sisters that just got yanked out by mom and cracked in half.
She said she has two full-grown children.
Also... But she killed eight of them. Never mind. I'm just.
How are you?
I hope
that,
everyone else got that. You're
how
welcome.
Are you saying that two?
I'm saying she had eight to begin. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in her vagina.
Uh-huh.
Six of them come out and get killed, leaving two that are like, "Whoa, dude! I can't believe I'm explaining this."
No,
because they
learned from their brothers
and sisters who had just been killed, and they...
I thought it meant that she had two full-grown children, and she had eight more and fucking killed them.
Right. Also, what...
So that would be 10 children altogether.
Okay.
That's what it sounded like to me, whatever.
Producer, can we just look?
So did she kill these kids like a long time ago?
I think our producer just blew his brains out all over the booth.
Did she kill these kids a long time ago?
She killed them just like 3 days ago.
Or like,
she killed them like
the years.
Recently.
Were she they all at once?
She admitted delivering them herself, right? Put them in the bags. She buried two of them in the garden, hid the other bodies in the garage. She explained she didn't want any more. She didn't want to see a doctor to take contraceptives. She was perfectly conscious of the fact that she was pregnant each time. So, yeah, different times.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. Her husband...
So every time she's just fucking... Huh.
Like, think of the money we're saving, honey. She was perfect... her husband, who was not charged, was in a state of shock and awe. But the family remained united behind the mother... I want to emphasize that, quote, as we speak, there is a sacred union within the family. Yeah, because you all fucking helped, probably.
No shit, right?
That's the only way you get them to go with it, is you make them part of it. I'm learning that in World War Z and my own life here with you. that is to say, there's a strong union between the children, the father, and this mother of two grown children. There is no rejection, and they are very... united, but much like that flight.
How did they not notice she was pregnant before and shit? You know what I mean? Like,
we kept getting new flowers in the garden. I don't know.
That's just kind of weird.
Her and her husband detained Wednesday after two corpses in plastic bags were discovered in a garden by the new owners of a house that had belonged to the woman's father in the town of Villers-sur-Châtre in northern France. Is that maybe something you pack up with the rest of your shit and skeletons in whatever closets you have them in?
I guess.
You don't leave
don't
your dead babies in the backyard. Right?
At least at that young, like the bones aren't completely formed or anything.
Someone's
yet,
gonna
so
find
you can
that.
Like fucking
someone's
crush
gonna
that
have a dog
grind it up. No, throw it in a blender.
Right, because if you don't, someone's also gonna say someone's gonna have
purify
a dog and they're gonna
shit.
Find it.
Huh. Puree it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do something with it.
It's
you
soft
can't leave
enough.
It in the... Yeah.
Fuck it.
Feed it to your fucking friend. I don't I mean, do
you
something.
Got a pig farm? Go for it.
Be wary for men with pigs. All right. Is that it? Is that a fucking? Is that a show?
Sure.
Actually, here let's talk about this. It's pretty amusing.
Okay.
This man from Cleveland. Okay.
Okay.
He was attacked by a kitty, a house cat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his injuries were so severe that he had to be taken by air ambulance to the hospital in Houston.
By a cat.
At some point during the attack, the man and the cat reportedly were injured by a knife the man was holding. Game wardens captured the cat, and they are examining it. But, like, it's... Would you ever need a knife about... With a cat? Like, would you ever need that? It's a cat, right? You'd need a hat to put it in, and then that's it.
You know my black cat up at my parents' house?
What else do you need? Yeah.
That cat...
Bockers?
Yeah. He's fucked up some people. They probably should have had a knife at one point.
Yeah.
My cousin was walking through the hallway, and that cat jumped from the top of a closet and clawed him from the shoulders all the way to his ass crack.
Jesus. Sometimes they come back. You don't know.
And then another time, one of my uncles was sitting in a... He had stepped on his tail. And then he sat down in a chair, and the cat came around and just sunk both paws set of claws
just
into
like
his
in
arm.
It? Ugh.
Plus his teeth.
It's impressive.
And the guy even got up and shook his arm around with the cat dangling all over the place.
Oh, just claw. Yeah. Oh, man.
And he wouldn't
That's
let go.
That's terrid. No thanks.
But it's always because somebody pissed him off, so it's...
Oh, well, yeah. You don't fuck with the, you know, mess with the bull, you get the horns. You don't
cat.
Mess with the cat, you get the claws. That's just how it goes.
Meow.
Meow.
He's cool.
All right. Justin Fan Purple says, cat rape would be the worst because they have barbs on their penis. That is true. Is that true? Nollies and Dead says maybe the cat was high on PCP. Maybe it was the cat from Pet Sematary. Maybe. You don't know. Maybe. So, well, is that a show? Welcome back.
Good.
Glad we got through it. Started off a little rough. A little rough. I'm gonna upload this. I'm gonna put this one behind us.
Okay.
Just like the rest of them.
Okay.
So, well, thank you for not killing everyone. Appreciate that. And
I wouldn't kill everyone.
Okay, just me.
Just you.
Well, high five. That's why we shouldn't high live fives. Together. Thank you, everyone else. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's our site. 406-204-4687. Leave a message. We're having parties this summer. Going to Milwaukee in July, and then we're having our third annual here in August. It's going to be a good time. It's on thejamhole.com. On the website, on the Facebook, facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. And, yeah, check out the YouTube and everything else. And /donate. Help be a jamful, helpful, Pomholian, and
blah, 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 blah.
So, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And peace out, Jeez.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.